From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. An Egyptian-brokered ceasefire has taken effect to halt 4 weeks of fighting between Israel and Palestinian militants. Linda Gradstein reports an Israeli delegation is set to go to Cairo for talks on a more permanent truce.
Israel pulled its forces out of Gaza as a 72-hour truce came into effect. Shortly before the truce began, Hamas fired a barrage of rockets toward Jerusalem and other areas, but there were no reports of casualties. An Israeli military spokesman said Israel had finished destroying 32 tunnels built by Hamas that ran from Gaza and had been meant for militants to infiltrate Israel. He also said Israel had killed 900 Hamas militants out of the total of more than 1,800 Gazans who died. Palestinian officials dispute that figure, saying the great majority of those killed were civilians. Talks on a more permanent ceasefire are expected to begin in Cairo later this week. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
An American missionary is being flown back to the United States today for treatment of Ebola. Medical worker Nancy Reitbull fell ill in Liberia. Another missionary, Dr. Kent Brantley, also contracted Ebola and was flown to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. That's where he's receiving specialized treatment. The religious organization they both work for, Samaritan's Purse, says Brantley is showing signs of improvement. Ebola has now killed about 900 people in West Africa and sickened more than 1,600 others. Meanwhile, a New York City hospital is testing a patient for Ebola. Mount Sinai Hospital says the patient is isolated. He had told emergency room staff he'd recently traveled to West Africa. From member station WNYC, Fred Mogul has more.
Hospital officials say that the odds are the man has another ailment, not Ebola. They say he's currently in good condition and is being isolated out of an abundance of caution. Mount Sinai staff and those who were in the ER at the time are not at risk, officials say, because the man was isolated quickly and only came in casual contact with doctors and nurses. A blood sample has been sent to the CDC in Atlanta, and results are expected within the next day or two. Dr. David Rich, president of Mount Sinai, says if the patient tests positive for Ebola, the hospital and its staff could adequately isolate and treat him. For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul in New York.
Ohio Governor John Kasich is ordering a review of how toxins showed up in the water supply for Toledo. City residents were told not to drink their water or bathe in it over the weekend. The all-clear was given yesterday. Officials say the toxin that was detected comes from algae that's blooming in Lake Erie, where Toledo and other municipalities in Ohio and Michigan get their water. Crews continue to battle two new wildfires in Northern California. Ash is falling in Shasta County as blazes have scorched about 100 square miles. There are more fires in Oregon and Washington State. You're listening to NPR News. A human rights organization is accusing Nigeria of committing war crimes. Amnesty International says it has new footage of Nigerian troops abusing civilians while they search for Islamist militants. The group says the footage shows men and boys being killed by troops and civilian vigilante groups. Nigeria says it is studying the new allegations. It has previously rejected similar claims. Nearly 6 weeks after the Republican runoff in Mississippi's U.S. Senate race, the losing candidate is challenging the outcome. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports Chris McDaniel claims voting irregularities put Senator Thad Cochran's victory in dispute.
The Tea Party-backed campaign of State Senator Chris McDaniel is asking the Mississippi Republican Executive Committee to declare him the proper winner of the June 24th runoff. Incumbent Thad Cochran won the race by about 7,600 votes, but McDaniel's lawyer claims more than 15,000 ballots are in question, including some 3,500 crossover votes improperly cast by Democratic primary voters. A lawyer for the Cochran campaign calls the allegations baseless and says the challenge now moves the matter from rhetoric to the rule of law. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The National Hurricane Center has downgraded Hurricane Bertha to a tropical storm. Bertha is in the Atlantic Ocean. Forecasters say its path will take it away from the east coast of the United States. Its top sustained winds are about 65 miles per hour. Bertha is expected to pass between Bermuda and the U.S. later today before swinging back out into the Atlantic. It may even reach Europe by the weekend. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.